Hello.
Hello, welcome back to Slayer Sisters, everybody.
Yes, we're a little late, but we are here.
Yeah, it's okay. Life is hard sometimes.
Yes,
and we and just I've couldn't got... pull it together this month.
We
or
couldn't.
Last month, I should say.
Yeah.
It was like, you know, busy. And
this one wasn't one that we were too excited to talk about, which I don't think helped anything.
No, it definitely did not. But anyways, yeah, so as a reminder, I'm Jessica, if you can't tell our voices apart yet.
And I'm Rachel.
Yes, I'm sure. I wonder if we sound similar to other people.
I remember, like, when we had a house phone growing up, and people would call, and one of us would answer, and, like, they would have a hard time figuring out which of us was on the phone.
That's true, so, I do remember that, actually.
Yeah.
Anyways, just a thought. Yeah. Well, okay, so let's dive into it. This month, or last month, whatever. I feel like I'm going to keep saying this month because I'm used to it.
Just say this month. It's fine.
Yeah. May 2023. We
will be referring to it as this month from now on.
Yes.
But it's May 2023.
We read Text for You by Sophie Kramer. Which was then adapted into the movie, which we'll talk about later, called Love Again.
Love Again.
There we go. Okay. Like, I kind of forgot. Okay, so in here's a little synopsis about Text for You. After a heated argument, Claire's fiance stormed out of their apartment. But before they have a chance to reconcile, he died in a tragic accident. It has been 2 years, but she's still paralyzed with grief, and her friends are worried about her. So, to try to say what was left unsaid, she starts texting his old phone, which he doesn't realize is that the number has been reassigned. Across town, Ben's phone begins receiving mysterious but heartfelt text messages. He doesn't respond, but he is captivated by the sender. His own relationship has been on the rocks, and when it ends, he sets out to find the person who has been texting him. Neither Sven nor Clara knew what they were setting out to find, but it would change both of their lives forever.
Dun, dun, dun.
Anyways, so that's what the book was about.
It was.
Rachel, I'm going to let you start with your thoughts and feelings of this book.
So my favorite part of this book, we'll start with something positive. I actually really enjoyed all of the scenes between Sven and Helga. Their like workplace friendship I thought was very funny.
Yeah.
And also very relatable. Like, I have not worked really since 2020. I do not miss working, but I really miss coworkers. Like, yes. I really miss having
male coworkers
because I do help at my sister-in-law's boutique where it's like all women and I love them. But I do miss like having that like random like brother-sister relationship that developed between male female coworkers like that.
Totally.
And the job I, you know, worked at for a very long time was at a restaurant, and like some of the most fun times of my life was all of us hanging out after work or like getting together randomly.
Yeah.
We always had so much fun, and like I did have like these like brother sister type of like friendships there that I never would have been friends with these guys if it wasn't for the job.
Totally.
But like we got along well, and I kept every time like he was getting these texts and he was like talking to Helga about them and like getting mad at her, and she was like so nosy, like I could have seen myself in that situation, and like
totally
I would have been the person at the job that they would have been showing the text to, and I would have been like, "Ooh, you should go," like, you know what I mean?
Right.
All of that part made me feel very nostalgic, and I did think a lot of their, because he was like so annoyed with her sometimes, but then was still asking her to like help and like do things.
Right. Yeah.
And yeah, so that was like, I thought, a very sweet, fun thing.
Yeah.
That really was nostalgic for me. And so that was the part of the book that I liked the most, which for a romance is never a good
No, absolutely not.
But I do wanted to say something positive. I did enjoy that.
Yes. Well, that was also basically my favorite part. To the point where I was like, why isn't Sven and Helga just together? Like,
I thought Helga was married.
Oh, I forgot. Yeah, but that didn't matter. I felt like, I mean, I know it technically matters, but I was like, they have more sexual chemistry than I feel like Sven and Clara had.
Right.
And I was very, like, I was, like, annoyed by it because, like, I was like, they're obviously not supposed to have sexual chemistry, but right. like they were my favorite part of the book too.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, I found myself just like wanting them to be together. And yeah. I was like, that's not what's supposed to be happening right now.
Yeah.
But yes, I agree. In general, Helga was my favorite.
Yeah.
And for a very similar reasons to you, I love my, like my work boys.
Yeah.
My work bros and like, just hanging out with them and like being really nosy about their lives and
yeah.
all that stuff. Like, I totally get that. So yeah.
Yes, that was definitely the best part of the book. My least favorite part, this is exactly what I wrote down.
Okay.
Is the actual main storyline.
It was bad. I felt like so Ben bad. Is a stalker.
And like,
and he's like, like he's being really creepy about this, like,
but also tell me if you agree.
Okay.
I feel like I have never met
they were getting these like really depressive
text messages would find that attractive.
Oh, I literally was like, no man who's remotely emotionally okay is yeah. going to read those and be like, yeah, this is hot, I gotta right. meet this person, like I like, and be like, I have to meet this person. If anything, they're just gonna respond and be like, yo, wrong number. Like max, that's all they're gonna say. Yeah. It's gonna be exactly yo, wrong number. And then if they keep getting texts, they're gonna block yeah. it,
right?
Like that's it.
And so that I really struggled with.
Yeah,
I was like, the whole premise I found unbelievable, which like wouldn't have been a deal breaker for me,
right,
if Sven had any personality.
Sven truly, I was like, I do not understand. I literally wrote, there's not a single thing I like about Sven.
Not one.
And then I wrote, Sven is a stalker. And then I wrote, Sven being attracted to Clara because she is, and I quote, bashful like a little girl, but sexy like a woman. And then I wrote, I am disgusted. That line is my least favorite and favorite part of this book. I laughed out loud. It was also like, what the fuck is happening right now? I was like, that's so bad.
Oh no.
Okay. Beautiful like a little girl, but sexy. bashful like a little girl, but sexy like a woman. Which I was like, okay, I understand that this was like a translated book. So like,
I was maybe, about to say that.
Maybe, hopefully, in German, which is what it's originally written, right?
Yes.
Like, the whatever bashful translate to, but even comparing anything that like a woman does to like a little girl is just,
but that's so... what I'm thinking, it's got to be the little girl part needs, like there's got to be something different there. And
bashful
that
like a lamb. I don't know. I hate it so much. Sven, I almost like, I don't know, I just was like, I couldn't understand. I like with Clara, mm-hmm. I definitely like, she was fine.
Yeah, she was fine. I didn't have a problem with her.
I felt really bad for her because same. I hate it how like at the beginning when her like grandparents or whoever were basically mm-hmm. like saying that her grandpa's health is declining because right. of Ben's death.
I
like
know.
Her fiance's death. I was like, wow, that's fucked up.
I know.
Like I was like, that was like such a horrible thing to like put on her and yeah. to like say to her. Like I was like, after, you know, and like she doesn't even know if Ben committed suicide or not. Like I was like, this is just like all kinds of bad. And so I was like, yeah. Well, I really want her to be happy because she seems really cool and like sweet.
Yeah.
And then she ends up with Sven, who's like a brick wall.
I know. He's just, yeah. bad.
And, like, a little obsessive. Like, he also creeped me out.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, I don't know about this. I don't know about this guy. And I just, like, really did not believe their chemistry or their love, like,
at all. Me either.
Like, at all.
And I felt like whenever the big reveal, like, whenever she does find out everything, there wasn't enough of a foundation between the two of them for her to realistically, like, forgive him.
I agree.
You know?
I was like, wow, she I mean, there was, like, 20 pages left of the book by the time she finds out. And I was like, are they going to not end up together?
Yeah.
Which I was, like, secretly hoping for.
Same.
And then they still did. Like, she was just, like, kind of fine with it.
Yeah.
She was like, that's right. Chill. It's fine. Yeah. I was like, okay, Clara. Someone is damaged and needs to go back to therapy. And just not date a Ben and then a Sven.
I know.
And, you know, maybe stop dating the ends.
Yeah. There was one more thing I wanted to bring about Sven. I know you listened to audiobooks.
Yes, I did. Yes,
and
I did.
I mostly listened. And whoever is in charge of, like, hiring these actors.
Yeah.
The Sven guy was really one of the worst audiobooks I've ever had because he sounded like a cartoon character.
Yeah, he was pretty bad.
I like don't
no offense, man, but I think you need to pick a new career.
Made all of, I mean, like, for a different character.
Sure, like a different audiobook.
Yes. But this very badly casted. And it made everything about Sven like 10 times worse.
I agree. Yeah, it really did.
It made it so bad. Yeah, and the girl who did Mira was great. Like, she was, you know, a normal. She sounded normal. And, but yeah, this guy did not. And it did not do the character any favors. What was your, I don't think we ever got to what your least favorite part of the book was.
Oh, yes, we did.
Oh, we did.
It's him saying, bashful like a little girl, but sexy like a woman. Hands down, that line. was my absolute least favorite part when he's like talking about how attracted he is to her, like in his own brain, and he like says that, and I was like, that is disgusting. Like, I was like, you're a pedophile. This is bad. Do not like this. But yeah,
oh, man. You're right. Yeah, I just wanted to hear you say it again.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, yeah. I mean, truly, I also kept thinking about The Two Lives of Lydia Bird.
Yeah.
And, like, the similar themes of, like, that book about grief, which was our very first Slay Sister pick before we were doing book adaptations.
Mm-hmm.
And how much better that book is. And then, like, why that book isn't, like, why did this book get picked to be made into a movie and not that book? Or any of the other books I've read about, like, romantic grief that are so much better.
Yeah.
Like, who makes these decisions?
I don't know, but whoever they are, they need to be fired.
Yeah, agreed.
Because it's just, it's not working.
Yeah. And, like, The One True Loves, which was our pick last month, I can understand that, even though we didn't like really the book or the movie, but like the author is super popular.
Yeah.
So you're like, oh, like, we'll just
also,
adapt
I
everything.
I feel like that book was a very good, like, blueprint for a love story.
Yeah.
It just wasn't the most well executed, especially on screen.
Right.
Yeah. So
I just, but like, I can understand why that got picked.
I don't
understand why, of all of the books, why this one got picked to be made into a movie.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't either.
It was rough.
Yeah. No, it was bad. It was bad. So what are you going to rate it?
Like a star and a half.
Yeah, its Goodreads rating is 2.7.
I know. Which I think that's the lowest book rating I may have like ever read in my life.
Wait, Can You Keep a Secret was higher than that?
Yeah, I think Can You Keep a Secret was like 4.
And The Hating Game? I'm looking it up right now.
I know that The Hating Game is, like, for a fact that The Hating Game was in the 4.
Okay, hang on.
Can You Keep a Secret might be 3-something, but I know that The Hating Game was in the 4s.
Okay, so Can You Keep a Secret's rating is 3.84.
Yeah.
Okay, and then The Hating Game, which I will never... I saw that in a free library the other day, and I was like, absolutely not. 3.93, so it's, like, okay. A little bit higher. Oh, my God. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, anyways, yeah, I'm giving it a star.
Okay. One star in the sky.
I'm pretty sure I've only given... I think that's what I gave The Hating Game and also Can You Keep a Secret. Actually, no, I think I gave Can You Keep a Secret 0.5 star.
Can You Keep a Secret was bad.
It was really bad. Would I maybe want to re-experience Can You Keep a Secret over this? Because Can You Keep a Secret was, like, kind of a wild ride.
It was a wild ride. I mean, yeah. No, I know what you mean. So short.
True. Where Can You Keep a Secret was kind of long.
Yes, it was long.
Yeah.
It felt like forever.
It felt like it was never going to end.
Yeah. I definitely like The Hating Game more than both of these.
Agreed.
But,
especially
yeah.
Because the book, yes. Like, the guy is actually kind of hot.
Yeah.
Like, in the movie. Mm. Although... Never forget when he paints the color of his wall the color of her eyes.
Yeah. It's so bad.
Stalker men are too much for me. I'm like, this is not attractive. We need to stop writing men like this.
I don't know. It, like, works for me with, like, vampires, but, like...
Only
supernatural, like, creatures. Like,
they are, like, the normal run-of-the-men. Yeah. But, like, vampires have, like, a giant secret that they're also trying to hide.
Right.
So it's, like, I feel like it's a little different than, like, a regular person.
Yeah.
Who's just, like... Don't know if I'll be on here. But
you just cut out for a second, just so you know.
Yeah, my alarm went off, and I think it, like, on my phone, and I think it cut out because of that. My bad.
Perfect. It's all good.
I'm back. Anyways, okay. We don't need to talk about vampires.
Yeah, no.
Let's just move on to the movie.
Let's move on to this Love Again movie. So, let me start by saying,
okay,
Jessica and I, we are pretty much like the ultimate fangirls. Like, if there's a fandom of something, we tend to jump on board. We get, like, into it.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember when the Sucker Jonas Brothers music video came out.
Yeah.
That you and I became obsessed with the J Sisters.
Yes, we did.
For those who don't know who they are the wives of the Jonas Brothers. So Danielle, Priyanka, and Sophie. And we followed all of the fan accounts. We were sending each other pictures all the time. We were, like, really into... We still love them. But we've kind of, you know... We're not as obsessed as we were.
We've moved on to other things, you know. It's not as exciting anymore. They've all been wives for a while.
I know, so but we love them.
Yeah, we do love them, for sure.
But I didn't realize until we watched this movie that I had never actually seen Priyanka Chopra, like, outside of Instagram. Like, had never acted before.
Right.
And I didn't realize it until we were watching the movie, and I was like, oh... This is why I haven't really seen her act before, because it's kind of bad. And that was a little disappointing for me. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah,
I thought she was gonna be a lot better.
I thought she was gonna be a lot better too. I'd seen her act in one thing, which was like a Disney Channel movie, or maybe it was even like a Disney movie, but it's like mostly about kids. Uh-huh. Oh, it's like the Spy Kids movie about all the... There was, like, a semi-recent Spy Kids movie. She actually was the bad guy.
Okay.
But, like, that whole movie is like bad acting.
It's like because campy. It's like
slapstick for kids. Yeah. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? So like I just didn't really think much about it. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
For sure.
About her acting there. Cause I was just like, this is what everyone's doing.
Right.
You know? But anyways, so I was also disappointed because she was
yeah.
it was I mean, she was not believable no. at all. No. No. I was like, it was yeah, it made me sad.
Yeah. But moving on.
I think Sam Heughan, who I love from Outlander, who plays the yeah. male lead, did a good job. Yeah.
No, he definitely did. Yeah. This movie was ridiculous. it wasn't as bad as When True Love's, so I will give it that, but it was still really bad.
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand what certain writing choices, why Celine Dion was there. Like, it was like hard for me to wrap my head around it.
To be fair, my like favorite scenes were ones with Celine Dion.
No, for sure. Like,
but she was so random. There was no reason for her to be in the movie.
Yes.
But she did a great job acting as herself.
She did so much better. And like, she really was the like redeeming saving grace. But like, again, I guess it was kind of like she was the Helga of it, where she was like a distraction of how the actual storyline of the movie is.
Right, totally. It was just, there were many times where I did laugh though, but I don't think I was supposed to be laughing.
Oh yeah,
but I was laughing
when she moved that burger out of the way.
Well, that was the first moment. If you guys didn't catch it, when her and her sister go to eat at the burger place, and are there not the burger place, whatever that like local spot is that they yeah. go to all the time.
It was the burger place.
Was it a burger place? Okay.
Yeah.
I
actually don't know, but they only eat burgers there.
Okay. Yeah. And then she's like talking to the owner and he's like giving her a life lesson. And then she just like pushes her burger out of the way and then like leans her head on her hand and like listens so intently. I was like, what is happening right now? Like, that was the moment I knew she was a bad actor.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah. Oh no. But then I also was mad at like the directors.
I was thinking that like, too.
I'm like, who let that slide? Why did someone tell her not to do that?
Or did they tell her to do that? Were they move it? You know?
Yes.
That was bad.
Yeah. And then whenever there were like the text on the screen, my favorite one was, time moves so slow when your heart's not into what you're doing. When she's like texting John, it's like when she starts texting him after he gets hit by a car in front of her.
In front of her, I know.
Oh my god. Also, John did, right before that, he did say he would go to hell and back for her. And I was like, wow, that's really foreshadowing because you're about to die.
I know.
But
all I could think of, so Jessica and I are in the midst of binge watching Supernatural and like characters, the two main characters have now gone to hell and back. And like, that was all I could think about when they said it. I was like, oh, how very supernatural of him to say that.
Yeah. Yes. I thought the same. It was very supernatural of them. And then he died and he was so hot, John.
I know. He was a cutie.
I was so sad to see him go so quickly.
I don't know. Did you have, so I guess both of our favorite part of the movie was Celine Dion.
Yeah, I also really love, I feel like I wrote it down. Hang on. There's, maybe I feel like I wrote down like, this is definitely my favorite part. But apparently I didn't do that. I like was trying to like take notes while we were watching it. But yeah, I mean, I really I laughed pretty hard when Matt said that Priyanka and Simi Lee should be in a movie together. That's pretty high up there on my list.
Yeah.
I really loved when Priyanka, not Priyanka. I don't actually know what her name is.
In the movie. Mira.
Mira, when Mira and Rob are on their first date and they like start talking over each other, but it like clearly was really poorly done. Like one of them starts to talk and then the other one starts talking over them, but like it's supposed to be like it's happening at the same time, but it definitely didn't. That's it. That one, that part was a banger for sure.
Oh yeah.
And then I thought it was really weird that she ordered dinner for them while he was in the bathroom when they had like just gotten there.
Yeah.
She just like ordered for both of them because I was like, how long is this is a first date, A, bold of you.
Yeah.
To order for them. B, how long was he in the bathroom for?
Right.
That you like were able to order and then for all of the food to come back.
Oh, I know.
I was like, and then I don't even remember this. So maybe you can jog my memory, but I said, okay, fuck this movie and the cat slander.
Oh, it was the, would you rather live with a, like 100 cats or have a parrot on your shoulder 23 hours of every day?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
And I can't remember if it was 100 cats or 10 cats. It might have only been 10. But I was like, 10 cats for sure. And then they both were like, oh, a parrot.
And then they talked about how they hated cats.
Yeah, and that they smell.
Yes. And I was like, forget these guys.
Oh, no.
Another great moment. The basketball kiss.
I was going to say, I was like, she had it written down the basketball. That was
the basketball is great when it's clearly not Sam Heughan who actually shoots the ball. And then, like, also them just, like, playing basketball. Oh, it was just so bad. So I was like, why is this even here? The fact in general that Sam Heughan's character was like, I love basketball so much. It's just, like...
Do you remember exactly what he said about, like, how you can learn the, like, didn't he say you can, like, learn the most of life from basketball or something like that?
Yes, he did. He also said that it was, like, the blood of New York City. Yeah, yeah. And I was like, absolutely not. I was like, if you were to pick a sport that all of New Yorkers are going to get behind, the only thing it's going to be is, like, the Yankees.
Right.
There's no way that you can say that about any of the other teams or any of the other sports. And also, like, I don't think in general I would say that, like, the Knicks or the blood of New York City. They're, like, what keeps, like, the city alive. Like, he, like, said something like that and, like, talked about, like, how important it was, like basketball was to New York. And I was like, what in the world? Like, that part, all of the basketball things. And then he also did talk about how you could learn so many life lessons from basketball. And I was like, meanwhile, I'm just, like, laughing because I'm like, Sam Heughan is this, like, Scottish man who's probably never played basketball a day in his life. And I just was like, what is going on? I'm done.
Okay. I will say I did feel like in the movie, they did lay a better foundation.
I feel like I agree a little bit more.
And there was, like, some chemistry there. Like, it made more sense to me that she would forgive him for lying and, like, give him another chance because I did feel like it wasn't just, like, a date. Like, they had hung out a couple times and there was, like, a spark, you know? So I will say the movie... Even though
Priyanka is not a great actress, they did have better chemistry than Sven and Clara did.
Yeah, they totally did. Like, I felt like they really liked each other. And they're both, it was easy. They're both gorgeous.
Yes.
And in the book, I, like, could not picture Sven as attractive, even though she kept saying he was.
I couldn't see it.
And so with this, I could see it. I was like, oh, they're both, like, beautiful people. Like, obviously, they're going to like each other, you know?
Yeah. At one point, I wrote the German version of this movie, and Matt just moaned, LOLOLOL.
Yes. So I looked for so long to try and find the German version and you can't even, like, buy it. Like, it does not exist on any type of streaming platform at all. Because we have all.
I would have loved to have seen the German version of this
movie. I know. I looked everywhere, and like, you can't rent it, you can't buy it on Amazon Prime. Like, there was nothing. Like, it doesn't exist.
Yeah.
But I did try because I wanted to see it.
Let's see if some of these other notes that I took that I don't really remember spark something for you.
No.
This close-up shot of Rob, I'm crying. Oh, the zoom in. The zoom in. Do you remember that?
I don't know.
There was a Rob of okay. Genuine. Yeah. They did that. There was that one really random like cinematography moment where they just like zoom in on it. Do you remember this?
No, I don't.
Oh, it was so weird. It was so funny. I remember it now. I had to say it out loud to really picture it. But there was, I don't remember where in the movie it is or what's happening, but it's just like a zoom in onto his face, and then it just sits on his face for a minute, and it was like Matt will remember it.
Okay.
Oh my god. I wrote, I fucking hate these red headphones, which I do remember. I hated those red headphones.
Oh, that, yes, I know.
That he just wore everywhere. Into places that he definitely should not have been wearing them to either. Yes. And at like business meetings. I was like, put them away in your backpack before you walk in there. Yeah. Like, I was like, don't have them around your neck. I hated them. And then I wrote, ha 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 ha, and then put yo in quotations. And I have no idea what that is.
Someone must have said yo.
Yeah, and it must have really tickled me.
Yep.
And then I wrote Cardi B all day, every day. You heard of her? Ha ha. Oh, I think Celine Dion said that, right?
No, that was Priyanka. Wasn't she the one who was obsessed with Cardi B?
I don't remember.
This is so bad. This is how you guys know that this movie was so bad, is that we have already blocked it out of our memory.
I really, there's so much of my notes that I like don't really understand.
We watched it less than a week ago and we can't remember it.
I know. I wrote this one earlier. Well, it was Rob, stop, ... I will be 2 minutes, LMAO, love the gay coworker. So I think that's when like he was trying to get his coworker to go with him.
Mm-hmm.
And then I liked when his
coworker no, that was, I remember that. That was when he's at the bar with the coworker to stalk Priyanka, and the other gay guy is like making eyes, and he's like, tell him to go. And he's like, no. And then he's like, okay, I'll be 2 minutes. And he like goes and like talks to him. Remember?
Oh, yeah. Yes, that part was funny. Part was funny. And then he also says, this night isn't a total loss because, you know, I'm going to get laid.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I like that part too.
Yeah.
I wrote Rob is only slightly less stalkery than Sven.
Yes.
And then my last thing said two things. Instead, Miss Dion opened me. Ha 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 ha.
That was in the article he writes when he's like talking about how like he didn't believe in like love or love songs or whatever.
Yes.
And he was trying to open up like her story or like crack her. Like,
yeah, her text and things.
But instead, she opened him.
Okay. And then my very last line was, I've been touched like an angel. I think maybe I meant to write, I've been touched by an angel.
Who knows?
I don't know what that was at all.
Dude, this makes me want to have to watch the movie again so I know, like, I understand what your notes mean.
I really don't remember. Like, I remember a lot, but I also don't remember a lot. It's like 50-50.
Guys, we watched this on Thursday. Like, this was a Thursday, okay? It is Tuesday. Was not that long ago.
To be fair, I was very tired when we watched it.
Yeah, I was
too. And maybe a little gone from recreational things.
Yeah.
For my recreational intakes mm-hmm. that I partook in. So that none of that helps, you know.
Yeah. But honestly, everyone,
do not read this book or watch this movie.
Uh, Don't waste your time. Unless you just want to know. I mean, to be fair, unless you really like watching, if you like watching bad rom-coms that will make you laugh, like I do that a lot, just like one off. So I just like
want to watch we enjoy this doing that.
This will
sure.
do that for you.
Yes.
This movie will definitely make you laugh in all the ways it's not supposed to.
Yeah.
It'll make you laugh and you will love it in that way.
For sure.
So, but do not read this book.
No.
Don't. Listen to the audiobook.
Yeah. Because the book really, it's like super small. So you can fly through the book if you just, you know, need to know. But we're not asking you to commit to like a long book. Like, can you keep a secret?
Yeah. Fair.
Oof.
No, we would never ask that of you again. Hopefully not.
Well, that's not true.
Oh, I said I said right after, hopefully not. I don't, so I backtracked.
So everyone, basically what we want to know is why with our book adaptation podcast, and like we are focusing, we try and focus on new releases, why better books aren't being made. We need to know.
Yeah. Yeah.
We really give us this answer. Because right now, I mean, track record isn't horrible this year, but the past two have been bad, so we're just in a bad place.
We are in a bad place, but let's finish up our, I think next month's will be much better.
I agree. Or,
yes, next month, sorry. And then but what is your final rating for Love Again?
It's a star and a half.
Yeah, it's getting a solid star for me. For sure.
Yeah,
I can't get past a couple things. So, no. I'll also give it a star and a half because I liked it slightly more than the book.
Yeah, so. You got to give Celine that extra half star.
That's what I was saying.
Yeah,
and I got to give my boy Sam Heughan a little bit too because I love him, and I think he did the best anyone could do with a script like that.
Agreed.
So, yeah, that's all fine.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, so yeah. Wait, did you say what your least favorite part of this movie was?
My least favorite part of the movie was like the whole movie.
I know. I don't think I could pick one because the movie was just bad.
Yeah.
So
agreed. I don't think we need to. I feel like we have made our feelings abundantly clear.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That's fine.
Yeah.
All right. Well, do you want to tell the peoples about our next book?
Yes, we are picking, it's another TV show. We're picking
Naomi Alderman,
which all the episodes are out on Amazon Prime as of now, and I'm actually already almost done with it. I'm probably gonna finish it tomorrow.
The book.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So I'm very excited to start the show.
I haven't started either.
No, it's definitely very intense and very serious. So this our conversation. I hope you guys enjoyed laughing because I don't think
we'll be laughing
much.
You never know with me, though.
I mean, we always end up laughing at least a little, but this is like very intense, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm sure something will happen that you will turn it around to be funny because that's who you are. But
yeah. I'll figure it out.
Yeah. But I still just, in general, this isn't going to be a very laughing.
No, it's definitely not. It's not going to be a natural comeuppance of laughter. So.
No. There's going to be no bashful like a little girl.
Bashful like a little girl. But what did you say? Bashful like a little girl, but sexy like a woman or something like that? Yeah,
I don't think
sexy. Yes, that's what it was.
But bashful sexy like a woman?
But sexy like a woman.
Oh my god.
It's so bad. I hate it. Oh. Ben needs to be locked up.
Yeah. Man.
Anyways. All right. Well.
You know what's even worse is that line was written by a woman.
I know. But again, I'm going to give.
There's got to be something different in German.
I'm going to believe that in German, that must be something different.
Yes. It's got to be.
Yeah, because it's bad. Bad.
Truly. So bad.
Anyways. All right. Well, slay on, babies.
Slay on. We'll see y'all next month.
Bye-bye.
Bye.